USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The Coast Guard has joined the search for a suspected mass shooter in Maine. According to NBC News, they've deployed both sea and air resources to assist in the hunt for 40-year-old Robert Card. Lewiston, Maine residents remain in lockdown as authorities search for a suspected mass shooter. Senator Angus King calls it a dark day in Maine after the shooting that killed 18 and injured 13.
It's just been awful. We've got schools closed, colleges locked down, and the manhunt has expanded.
Despite high gun ownership, Maine has low gun crime rate. The shooting took place in a Lewis bowling alley and bar. The suspect, 40-year-old Robert Card, is at large and considered armed and dangerous. U.S. forces in the Middle East are encountering attacks from militias with ties to Iran. Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder stated that these assaults have involved the use of drones and rockets.
U.S. and coalition forces have been attacked at least 12 separate times in Iraq, 4 separate times in Syria, by a mix of one-way attack drones and rockets.
While Ryder did not disclose a specific U.S. response plan, he affirmed that the U.S. retains the inherent right to defend its troops. The situation unfolds amid heightened tensions in the region, particularly due to the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. President Biden's approval rating within his own party has hit a record low. According to a Gallup poll, only 75% of Democrat respondents approve of his performance in the White House, marking an 11-point drop from the previous month. Meanwhile, 35% of independent voters expressed approval, down 4% points from September. More than 50% of Americans, including those with employer-sponsored insurance, find healthcare costs challenging. Even those who bought their own insurance, like Affordable Care Act, 57% face difficulties paying for their healthcare this year. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
A Texas airport temporarily grounded all flights this week when a private jet left without permission and collided with another aircraft on the tarmac. It happened at Houston's William P. Hobby Airport around 3:30 p.m. local time Tuesday. The FAA says the unauthorized Hawker plane was attempting to take off when it struck a twin-engine Cessna as it was landing on a nearby runway. No injuries were reported. The FAA is unsure if any charges will be presented to the unauthorized pilot. Is violence the answer? Some Americans say yes.
An increasing number of Americans are suggesting that resorting to violence might be necessary to steer U.S. politics in the right direction. According to a survey conducted by the Public Religion Research Institute, one-third of Republicans and 13% of Democrats believe that patriots may have to resort to violence. This represents the eighth survey since March 2021, and the results show an increase of at least 6% since the initial survey. I'm John Schaefer.
More people are looking for work. The Labor Department says unemployment insurance claims for the week ending October 21st are up 10,000 to 210,000. That's slightly higher than expected. Negotiations between striking Hollywood actors and the big studios were moved to today. Both sides were expected to meet yesterday in Los Angeles, but the union told management it needed more time to respond to the latest offer. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.